This goes to Caitlin, Katelyn Geitman. That's Geitmanpac. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Linda, middle initial R, like Raymond. First, F-I-R-S-T. Date of birth is August 31st of 1948. Dear Miss Geitman, this is a consultation for Mrs. First, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine since January of 2021. There was some increase in creatinine level, initially 1.0 in January of 2021, then 1.1 in February and August of 2021. January of 2022, creatinine was 1.2, and again in February of 2022, again 1.2. March of 15th of this year, creatinine has improved to 1.1 again. The patient has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease as expected. She does have a very long history of hypertension and recurrent urinary tract infections. Currently, she's not having any UTI symptoms, though, and blood pressure has been very well controlled on her current medications. She had been on Losartan 100 milligrams daily, but blood pressure actually was too low, so that has been decreased to 50 milligrams daily, and it is working well. She also had a stress test within the last year, and we will get a report to review, and she reports that the only finding was that her blood vessels were, her arteries were rather small, and they prescribed Isosorbide 30 milligrams daily. And she's had no further episodes of chest pain following that addition of that medication. She also has nitroglycerin but has never used it. She denies headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes. She does have chronic shortness of breath on exertion, none at rest. She does have a non-productive cough and known COPD. No sputum production currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, although it is well controlled with her current dose of Lasix. She has chronic back pain, also neck pain, and she had been using Aleve every day for at least 7 to 8 years until February of this year. And due to her elevated creatinine level, that you stop that medication. And she knows that she cannot take any type of nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs now. She states that she has used tramadol in the past for her pain, and she tolerates that well without nausea or hallucinations, as some of the other medications cause, codeine in particular. So she will discuss the use of some tramadol for pain, and she also does use Tylenol, but it's minimally effective, she reports. Past medical history is significant for many years of high blood pressure, COPD, history of UTIs, history of vaginal yeast infections of unknown etiology, edema of lower extremities, hypothyroidism secondary to total thyroidectomy. That was for precancerous nodules. Anxiety and depression, gastroesophageal reflux disease, obesity, restless leg syndrome, degenerative arthritis, cervical disc disease and pain, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and allergic rhinitis. Past surgical history, she had a total thyroidectomy for precancerous large thyroid nodules. She's had a total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salpingophrectomy for fibroid tumors of the uterus. She had a C-section once prior to the hysterectomy. Also tonsillectomy. She had a very bad right ankle fracture that required ORIF with hardware many years ago. She's had bilateral total knee replacements, bilateral cataract removal, breast reduction, lumbar laminectomy, and right hammer toe repair. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. She quit smoking in 1980. She occasionally consumes alcoholic beverages. She denies illicit drug use. She's married, lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, stroke, thyroid disease, cancer, and type 2 diabetes in her grandfather. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, codeine and depomedrol. Medications, Symbicort inhaler, which is 80/4.5, 2 inhalations twice a day. Celexa, 40 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 12.5 milligram daily. Aspirin, 325 milligram daily. Prilosec, 20 milligram daily. Allegra, 180 milligram daily. Multivitamin daily. Aldactone, 50 milligram daily. Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Trazodone, 100 milligram at bedtime. Gabapentin, 300 milligram twice a day. Requip, 1 milligram twice a day. Synthroid, 137 microgram daily. Lasix, 40 milligram daily. Isosorbide is 30 milligram daily. Physical examination, weight 219 pounds, blood pressure 122 over 64, left arm sitting, pulse was 52 to 60, and oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx slightly red with cobblestoning and clear drainage. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension noted. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular with somewhat distant sounds, regular, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no organomegaly, no pulsatile areas. Bowel sounds normal, active times 4. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Fetal pulses and are 2+ bilaterally. No lesions or ulcerations noted on feet or ankles or lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 15th, 2022. Creatinine 1.1, slightly improved. Calcium 8.9. Sodium 136. Potassium 4.4. Carbon dioxide 29, and February 7th, 2022, creatinine was 1.2, and hemoglobin was 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. August 6th, 2021, creatinine is 1.1. Your analysis was done January 19th of 2022, and that was negative for blood and negative for protein. And 12/15/2021, another your analysis negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-standing hypertension and the long-term exposure to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We're going to schedule the patient for a kidney ultrasound with a post-void bladder scan in the Mount Pleasant Health Park facility. We'll get a copy of her stress test performed within the last year and review that. We're going to ask her to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.